This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
What's your question, Larry?
Why men's rooms?
Well, it's a convenient place to meet.
Why men's rooms?
I was going to answer you, Larry. It's a convenient place to
why
meet and see other men.
Why men's rooms?
I told you it's convenient.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, that's not a word.
Why men's rooms?
I like men's rooms, Larry. You can take care of two.
I am not gay.
Oh, that guy.
I never have been gay.
Right.
But I just enjoy seeing another man's thing. So let me make it clear, although I'm not gay, I wish to see, touch, and feel another man. Thank you.
Are you gay, though?
I'm not gay. Right. I've never been gay.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
Senator?
Sam, I am.
Can you tell me about three Canadian hunters?
Three Canadian hunters? I sound like Rich Little. I'm Larry Craig.
I am not gay.
I am not gay.
I am not gay.
Count on it. Print it.
I am not gay.
Take it upstairs to the fat man.
I am not gay.
No. No siree, Sir Bob.
Me don't think he protests too much.
Just a little. Well, apparently there's a track record of that, that he's been denying since the 60s.
Deny.
He's been gay since the 60s.
Not sure he has. He's one of those American Beauty guys.
Yeah, exactly. He doth protest too much.
One of those guys working out in his garage waiting for Kevin Spacey to come over so he can make out with him.
That's all it's about. You know what? I swear to God, these are the funniest guys in the world. I mean, they don't understand it. They don't. They've lived a life of denial. If they came out and they just said, listen to me, I am a homo.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters?
Telling jokes.
From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Ooh. Now, that's cold up there. Three Canadian hunters.
I am not gay.
All right, let's start the shebang.
Larry Craig.
Here we go.
Let's see. You're on the air?
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yes.
Good
yes.
morning.
Yes. 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 The rumors are true. They smoke. They drink. They use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Yes. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll do as they wish. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there's an idiot somewhere wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I am not gay.
I am not gay.
I love that tone, too.
I am not gay.
And you know that
he thinks
tone,
if he says it that way, it's going to be
true. The tone says, I am gay.
Right, yes.
Yes.
I am not gay.
No.
I have had a number of gay experiences.
That's like a dog whistle. You know, all over America, gay guys, their gaydar's going. I go, oh, hold on. I hear one of ours.
I am not gay.
You know, this is advice to a closet, from one closeted homosexual to another.
Good.
That I can offer Larry Craig. I have always gone the route of being open about it. And then by doing that,
right.
I'm hoping that people laugh and think I'm kidding. And that in and of itself will cover it up.
Throws them off the trail.
That's what I've tried to
sure.
do. If I came out and said, I am not gay, everybody would really think I was. Mm-hmm. But by joking about the fact that I'm gay, people might not think I really am.
They don't
know. But we know you are.
Well, you do, but not the public.
Everybody does.
Really?
Sure.
Well, then I'm going to do the Larry Craig thing.
Go ahead. I am not gay. And now here's more of the Belcher, I believe. Two calls. We probably heard these before, right? About Tammy right. Faye, the late Tammy Faye.
So my thumbs up to them. Here is Bob from White Plains on WABC.
Hello.
You're on. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I you're talking about the Tammy Faye Baker appearance
right.
on still call her Baker. I don't remember what her new last name
is. Messner.
That's beside the point. I was seriously hoping that there would be some new some message, because I'm a nutritionist. The woman's dying of colon cancer, and I was hoping there would be some health message, some health warning, some kind of thing, anything to tell people, you know, don't do what I did, live a healthier lifestyle, eat more carrots, for God's sakes, or more roughage.
Well, do we know how people get colon cancer?
Well, not necessarily, but there are ways to eat a healthier lifestyle to help prevent what causes colon cancer. For example, Rob Spiewak, who I'm sure has colon cancer by now, farts a lot. Now, you could usually tell when somebody has colon cancer.
All right.
I like those.
Now, there was the follow-up.
Oh, good.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Here is Larry from Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you this evening?
I'm well.
Great. I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
I was particularly glued to the show on Friday.
You mean with John Lott?
No, on Friday, actually, you were discussing the message that Tammy Faye Baker might have given by coming on Larry King.
Oh, yeah, whether or not... yeah. Well, I thought that that she had been sort of used by CNN or and by Larry King, but it's all academic now as she passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, I just thought it was ironic. I mean, my thoughts and prayers go out to her family, but it seemed odd that on Friday night we were talking about the message, and we were also talking about her having colon cancer, and then I woke up Saturday morning to find out she died of lung cancer, which is not nearly as funny.
All right, dump.
Dump it.
800-848-WABC.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller.
Prank call.
Hello.
Oh, prank yeah. Call. I love this song.
You're a goddamn geek. Hello.
Everybody.
From Pittsburgh, PA, Donny Iris.
That's who that is.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mother Tucker Carlson?
Oh, big time. I mean, they've presented the Democratic Party as the party of drugs and sodomy, and not in a good way.
How about you, Larry?
Why men's rooms?
Exactly. Ask Jeff Goldblum.
Why men's rooms?
Jeff Goldblum?
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
I am not gay.
Why men's rooms?
I am not gay.
Peter North. Oh, my God. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
I am not gay.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
I am not gay.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
Oh, that is just delightful.
Everybody can suck it.
Does the expression "shut your ass up" ring any bell?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Right, well, wait for the questions. Everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Yes.
Uh-oh, Jungle!
I am not gay.
Why men's rooms?
I am not gay.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
Oh, that's delightful.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Why men's rooms?
Exactly.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome back to the show.
The show's great.
The show is great.
The funny show.
The show's amazing. Funny.
Maybe we'll talk about Julia Child.
This show is going to be with all the personations of this guy you know, this good lady you know. I'm Julia Child. I'm Mickey Mouse. My bananas caught him up to me all like.
Uh-huh.
And you know who else is here next to me? French Gourmet.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I'm French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
This show is about how to cook
bananas.
How to make bananas into small pieces for
right.
The jello.
Yep, it's a jello.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Okay, here you go.
Everybody can suck it.
Stupid dick!
Oh, what's it look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Okay.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
I am not gay.
Wow. Hello there. Donna Mike Show.
Boy.
What a workout that was. Hello.
Hello. How are you even doing even?
Hi.
I like that. How you even doing even?
We are not gay.
Are you all not gay?
I am not gay.
Thank you.
I'm not gay either, but I like a special
thing. I am not gay.
You know, in my opinion, Senator Larry Craig has drawn me closer to the gay community.
Sure.
Because you want to embrace the gay community if guys like that are the people that are slamming the gay community. Mm-hmm. Andy Dick, however, pushing me away from the gay community.
Right.
I've seen the photographs of Andy Dick over the past weekend.
At the college party?
At the party, at the gay bar, and then relieving himself in the parking lot. You know, not good. Didn't enjoy that at all.
I am not gay.
That guy? Oh, I want to have him all over.
I got news for you. That guy's just like one chromosome away from Andy Dick.
No, that guy, what that guy is, but that Andy Dick has not, has spent his life kind of embracing the gay community. He comes out of these, out of the closet, everybody. Yeah,
yeah. I believe,
Larry Craig is this guy that's bashed the gay community.
I believe that there, inside Larry Craig, there is an Andy Dick.
Oh, you better believe there is.
So let me get to the point
here. There is a closeted Andy Dick.
I believe there is a dick inside him.
Fair enough.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
Inside of Larry Craig.
Senator Andrew Dick.
Senator Andrew Dick. And it would be Andrew Dick.
That'd be something.
It's a great day for drugs.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Mike?
Yes, Mike. We're all here. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? It's been a long time since I spoke to you. Hi. I got a question for you. It goes many years back.
Oh, that's always good.
We love those.
Well, years, okay. Months or days, not so hot.
How many years?
Oh, God, it's got to be 15 or more.
Good. Wow. Even better.
Okay, good. Let's limit the amount of people who know what you're talking about even more. Go ahead.
Some time ago, you were working with, it was a two-man musical group, Holly and Lou.
Holly Garber and Lou Frang.
Yes, now let's...
Holly has since passed away.
Let's further talk about more people whom people don't know about. What about them?
I was just wondering what became of them, and now you've already given me part of that answer.
Yeah, Holly had a long bout with skin cancer, passed away a while back, and they did great jingles for this show for... things like, was it Strip Trivia they did a jingle for? Right.
No, the one they did was Ain't They Jerks.
Ain't They Jerks,
that's
and then they
the
also
one.
Did the big Can You Get to 10?
No, those were all contest winners. Holly and Lou did, like, that one that we played every day.
Right.
And another one, I don't remember now, but like this guy said.
They did a couple of them for
15
us.
Or 20 years ago, yeah, we did have some
wonderful
of the regular
guy.
Stuff in the rotation.
Wow. Right?
Yeah, it was a while back.
And he's got a son, Ted Garber, who plays music around the area, and he's actually pretty popular and as a local musician, so he's a good guy. I miss Holly every day. Nice guy. Really good guy. I don't know what Lou's doing. I don't know what Lou Frang's up to now. I think he might be playing too, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, God, I think the last time I saw him was at Mr. T's. I don't think that place even exists anymore.
Long time ago.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We just kind of moved backwards there.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a good buddy, you know.
I know.
Sometimes
I know.
You can reflect nicely on the past. It's not a bad thing.
I know. It's just, you know, I don't know.
It's been a while.
I don't know. I'm in a rare mood. I was out.
What a rare mood you're in.
Maybe this is it, Mike. It's just, I was out fogged by goddamn children today. And
what's the matter? What's going on?
I was driving to work, minding my own business over here on Montrose Road.
Outfoxed by children.
And there was a school bus. You know how the construction takes you down from two lanes to one?
Right. Yes.
So for about a mile and a half, I had been snaking through the traffic behind a school bus.
Right.
And as soon as it broke up into two lanes, the school bus got in the left lane and the windows were open.
Sure.
And these little brats started throwing crap out at my car.
Wow. So that's why you're in a bit of a snit. Was it stuff that really,
Mike, here's the thing.
Bounced off your car?
Is it normally Holly and Lou, I would say, yeah. It's very nice to remember. They were very nice friends of our show. They really were. They were great guys.
Yep.
But listen.
What'd the kids do to you?
What it was.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I'm just picturing you.
It was three different big baggies full of, as far as I can tell, food items.
Lunch.
Lunch leavings.
Yeah.
Oh, lunch leavings, like egg salad and peanut butter and jelly.
And as the bus
not supposed to be misbehaving this early in the school year.
You know, and keep in mind, I'm dreading, because I know the next thing's going to be a bowling ball, because I just saw that thing on the news,
true.
Right?
Yeah, truck driver, sure.
But really, I'm driving down the road, and these things are coming at me.
Do you see the kids through the window?
Yes. Oh,
and cackling this, wildly?
This was driving me nuts, because when the first one hit the front of my car, I did a little bit of a swerve, right?
Right. Yeah.
Then two more came out, and the guy was in the left-hand lane, and I saw these little skinny hands come out the top of those school bus windows.
Oh, give getting flipped off.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Little brats.
How old?
Definitely middle school.
At least middle school.
Middle school, middle
finger. At least middle school. That's when you turn into an idiot.
So
isn't middle school when you make the transition from nice kid
prime
to
time.
Evil adult?
So listen, I did my share of pranks, and I don't mind. It's just these little bastards were taking.
Did you want to get one over on? Did you want to scare them?
Well, they were getting, and they're taking incredible joy out of flipping me off, and it really. You know, I'm lucky that I have my cat-like reflexes,
yes.
That I didn't, like, run into that jersey wall that's right next to you.
Very
there.
Very narrow.
Seriously.
Did you have to swerve a couple of times?
Well, I didn't know it was coming at me.
Yeah.
The first thing came and hit the front.
And you're right, with the all over the news is that bowling ball story.
Projectiles.
So the first thing came and hit the car, and then I knew it was just kids throwing their junk.
Yeah.
Hey. Not their junk.
Those bastards. So, did you ever think that you wanted to catch up to the school bus, stop him, and get
well,
on
now you are. Now you are reading my mind. I didn't want to be a jerk about it and go like a million miles an hour.
Right.
So I was keeping up with the school bus. It was just 45 minutes ago. And right when you make the left-hand turn up there by B'nai Israel, you know, when you make the left-hand turn.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Sure, you see it every day.
Every single day.
Hi, Dan.
Hello. Shalom.
And hello to Paula Goldstein.
I'm not happy.
I know you're not, darling. So anyway, there was there were cops, not cops, firefighters out there.
Oh.
And they're doing that thing to pass the boot for Jerry Lewis, right?
Right.
And I realize they're not cops, but they're guys that are like in uniforms and they're wearing the same type of things that guys wear when they're picking up trash on the side of the road. They've got the reflective thing.
Orange
on.
Vest.
Right. Yeah. So all of a sudden, when the kids see this and they're pulling up to the stoplight, the windows in the bus go up.
Oh, they know there's the authority figures are going to run them right out of town.
Because they don't know if it's a cop or what.
Yeah, they could get in trouble now.
Let me paint this for you.
This is a bad school bus driver, though. I got to point that out.
There are two lanes of traffic going left. We're all stopped at a light right now.
Mm-hmm.
Two lanes of traffic go left when they get the arrow. There are two lanes that go straight when they get the arrow.
Okay, now
we're in. I'm in the lane to go straight.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the furthest left-hand lane to go left, but they're only two car lengths away.
Right.
Two car lengths parallel away from me.
Right.
So what I do is I... Seriously. I start honking my horn. Now, at this point, I see the little kids, and it's great because it's like looking at rats who are about to take decon.
Uh-huh.
Because the same little hands that had been flipping me off after they threw the food, these same little hands were pressed up against the window, and I just saw little scared eyes.
They're all peering out at you.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to get Jack Klugman's attention.
The bus driver.
Uh-huh. And one of the firefighter guys who's out there with the collect the boot thing, he comes by and he says, "What's going on?" I said, "I am trying to get that bus driver's attention." He said, "Hey, bus driver."
Cool.
The bus driver doesn't even look our way.
That's the whole problem.
Oh.
He doesn't even look
our
way.
Bus driver's probably old guy. Is it an old guy?
Like I said, Jack Klugman looking.
See,
like
that's
odd
why.
Couple.
He's not minding his bus.
So this is where those little brats really got the best of me. I figure, what the hell? Because the light has changed, and they get the light first to make the left-hand turn. I'm not in that lane. And as the bus creaks through the intersection, the windows go back down.
Sure.
And this time, like, 50 little hands come out.
Of course.
All of them. All of them give me the finger.
Little angels.
And they're going in the other direction.
And it's.
And you'll never see them again.
Mike, it's Montgomery County Bus 0539. I S you not.
0539.
539, huh? Interesting.
Swear.
Wow.
To God.
So it's and it took a left and it went up down the Executive Drive. And
I want all
never
of this,
to be seen again.
I want all of those children immediately arrested
and suspended
and sent to Spain in a bag with Black Peter.
No, send them at least at the beginning to that school your brother went
to. Yeah, the first troubled kids.
What's
do you
the,
think that's
what's,
where
what's,
the Mark Twain School, the retard
center
school.
Of the Mark Twain School?
Maybe that's where the bus was headed.
Little stint at the Mark Twain School that should straighten them out. They, you know, they've just gotten back to school this week.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they're already behaving badly. Hey, when I drove my school bus,
that's right.
And I did,
I know you
and
did,
I drove
right?
it for elementary, middle, and high school,
uh-huh.
I had stints wow. with both. And my technique was, first of all, you notice the big mirror you have on school buses?
Yep.
You know, you don't have your average rear view mirror. You know what that's for? That's for minding the kiddies.
Right.
That's for taking care of the kiddies. That's oh. that's for taking care of your prisoners.
Now they've all got the eye in the sky. I mean, they've all got digital
sure.
cameras. Like,
but right. the but that you can't. Substitute technology for the good old mirror, and I use the intense brake technique.
Ah,
it never
good
fails.
Man.
You want to talk about silence? Quiet, please. Hey, kids, keep it down. Listen, I'm not going to say it again. Keep it down. And you come up to the stop sign, and it's
a little
like that. You see
usual.
The little necks? Not whiplash necks.
Right.
You know, we're not going to do any serious injuries.
No.
But it was great.
Well, Mike, that crime of nature may not offend you the way it offended me. There was something that happened across the street from where we broadcast yesterday that I saw in the local news last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I am positive that it is one of the six men in this building. Please listen to the following tape from...
Then are you going to start the Inquisition?
Yep, from channel whatever it was last night on the news.
And guys going around flashing children at a local bookstore. It's happening at the Barnes & Noble store in Rockville. That's at the corner of Montrose Road and Rockville Pike.
That is the Barnes & Noble that we sent Matt the Pollock to stand in his mm-hmm. Beefeater's outfit.
That is the Barnes & Noble that we could throw a rock to from here.
Police say a surveillance camera captured pictures of the guy. Mm. Investigators say he flashed a mother and her 7-year-old daughter earlier this month and then ran away. Officers say he also exposed himself to a 12-year-old girl back in June.
All right.
All right, we got two crimes to solve today.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first would be bus 0539.
You're hoping that bus driver is brought in here to your courtroom?
Those Twinkies, those peanut butter sandwiches,
right.
They could have put an eye out.
That's right.
Could have gone right through your windshield.
Sure could have, Mike.
You never know. It wasn't just used sandwiches. It could have been a grape with a pit in it.
And then beyond that, we really want to find out why Joe is flashing over at Barnes & Noble.
You already have a suspect?
Oh, listen, don't you think it's Joe?
No.
Wasn't he hungover the last 2 days?
Yeah.
But you don't think it's Joe?
No, I agree with you that it's one of the six people here.
Okay, let's just, by elimination, Sherlock Holmes.
All right.
Okay.
We're gonna get alibis for everybody?
Here you go. You and me, we're each other's alibi, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was at your place, you were at mine.
Well, are we sure that the flasher is not one of the three men in this room?
Well, here's the deal. I saw you driving out of here last night.
Yeah.
You passed me. And I...
Oh, you, did I?
You probably didn't see me, but you know when the closing bell happens here, I'm heading southwest.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible, as quickly as my little car will carry me.
You could be right now just... simply building an alibi yourself.
How quick you turn on me.
I watch Law and Order all the time.
I'm just saying.
No, you think that there's a chance? I am not gay.
It can't be Mike.
I am not gay.
Thank you, Rob. No.
Why in the world would Mike go to a bookstore?
I can't read. Okay. I believe I have my alibi ironclad. Right.
Off the hook.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just say.
All right, we're... Now
that it's not me and you,
we're eliminated as suspects.
What about Bobo? I don't think that's his bag.
Bobo,
you have to define flashing.
You'll pardon the pun.
You have to define flashing. If you ask someone to look at something and say, "Does this look infected to you?"
God, no. You see,
it's not him.
He's too simple a man. We all know what his habits are. He goes to get his green bottles and he goes home.
That's true.
That's what he's doing. Last night, I could not possibly have been the flasher. Because I was getting home to watch the Yankees beat the Red Sox last night.
Right. Here's the thing.
So this room is clear.
It was,
this room
is
clean.
It was some guy's show.
Was there a football game on last night?
No.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
No football game. Was your good lady home last night?
Yes, she was. She would vouch for me.
Okay. Then you're off the hook.
Can I just say this as a way of clearing, I believe, everyone in this room. But and I appreciate
everyone in this room.
The Law and Order volley back.
Yes,
I'll take it. Right. Where was I? I was with my girlfriend. We had dinner last night at the kitchen table.
She would corroborate your story?
To the best of her recollection.
Sure. Naked dinner.
Very good.
Hear me out on this now.
Yes.
Right. This was some dude flashing his stuff with a child. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everyone in this room has fathered a child.
True.
And would never dream of exposing a child, if you'll pardon the pun. Mm-hmm.
To that type of thing.
Correct. You know
because
why?
Because we value our children.
Because our moral codes,
yes,
right,
will not,
yes,
be penetrated. Right.
Bully.
Bully.
Bully, 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 bully.
Way down to the chewy center.
So what you're saying,
even though we're big dicks,
yes,
there's no way that we could ever.
No.
With kids.
It would not happen. It's impossible. It would not happen. Now, you've eliminated the three of us because we are all fathers.
Because fathers
there
never...
Excuse me before you...
All right.
I mind your tongue, Mr. Burbank. Yes. I heard what you were going to say.
I know where this is headed.
Because fathers could never be bad guys.
No, but in this case, Buzz, uh-huh. Mike, I'm going to jump right to the end of my summarization here.
Very good.
Why I'm going to...
This is your opening statement, incidentally.
I believe that you will find this flasher is the man in the back who owns the most cats.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you accusing Mr. Normand?
I do not know who owns more cats, if it's Buzz, John, or Joe.
Well, I think I know who the winner is going to be with that one. Is that regular cats, domestic cats, or cats that are wild? Or as they're known, queer cats? Feral cats.
Feral.
Just domestic cats. How many you got, Buzz?
I have two.
Joe?
Joe has one.
John, how many do you have?
John has three.
By the way, in my defense, I'd just like to say it was a bookstore. What would I be doing in a bookstore?
That's already been used. Mike's already got dibs on that.
Well, I think that what we have to do then, and this is essential, is we have to narrow it down to the two guys that have the most cats.
And I think we've got to widen the parameters of our search to make it beyond just domestic house cats.
Yes, it can be wild cats.
How
as
many
well?
Total cats are living with you? Are you taking
in your
care of
in
your
care?
Buzz.
Two. The total is two.
Joe.
Joe's on the phone. Still, the answer is one for Joe.
How about for you, Johnny?
Conservative estimate, let's say 12.
Oh, dear God.
A dozen cats.
Dear God. However, Don,
yeah, Mike,
simply because he's taking care of the astronomical number of 12 cats.
It's more than that. You know it's more like 20.
That cannot possibly totally incriminate him. I hate to do this. Huh? This pains me greatly, but I would present to you the gentleman who has had a problem with strollers through most of his life, his adult life. Better way to protest those strollers in airports, the inconvenience of children, than to go, here, take a look at that, and then run away? I say it is the good gentleman from Virginia sitting across the glass.
Buzz, where were you yesterday after the show?
Well, I went home to have dinner. No, wait, my wife was out for dinner last night.
Was she really?
Yeah, she really was. So we really didn't have to be home right away.
All right, let me ask another question, Buzz. Do you own a trench coat?
Well, sure.
What's with Buzz? All those paper cuts?
London Fog.
Do you have a penis?
Yes, I do.
Guilty both times.
This is very, very difficult. Do you have any questions for Mr. Normand?
Well, yes, John, he's holding up apparently some sort of the sign from the stands.
Oh, how
says,
convenient. The producer says, is now telling us to take a break like we have to play commercials, and we haven't even gotten this investigation underway yet.
Seriously, John, how many wild cats do you watch?
Like 10. 10 or 12.
10 wild
Joe,
cats.
How many? Come on, Joe. Be honest.
I think it's about 27 at this point.
See, the truth finally comes out.
Yeah, 27. So it's between John, Joe, and Buzz.
I propose a 9-minute recess.
Amen, brother. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.